Assalamu alaikum. This is Maliha Teaches for Muslim Health Talk. What exactly does Muslim Health Talk mean? It means nourishing our body, nourishing our soul, nourishing our mind, and nourishing our heart. And the best way of doing that is following the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and instilling it in our daily life. Let's get started. Bismillah. Assalamu alaikum to all the kids who are in the Quran Maktab at Medina Center. I wanted to just remind all of you, special kids, that it is the month of Ramadan, and we had given you all a chart. If not, your parents can, your mom can print out the chart that's on the WhatsApp group that I've linked. So there is a whole list of things that we would love for you guys to focus on in the month of Ramadan, because at the end, when you come back to a Quran class, Maktab class, after Ramadan is over, we would like you to bring the chart completed. So it's the Ibadah chart. It's called My Ibadah chart. And there are a lot of things we want you to focus on every single day. The first thing is we want you to make an effort to fast every single day, okay? Even if it means for an hour, even if it means for half a day, or quarter of day, or the whole entire day, but just make an effort, say Bismillah, and say the dua for fasting, and do the best that you can. We're looking for effort, not excellence, okay? So when you do fast, you can write down how much you've done, or you could just check off that you did some sort of fasting. Then the next thing is, hold on, let me look at the chart. The next thing is that to make wudu. So before you pray, of course, we all make wudu. We want you to write down that you have made wudu, how many times you've did it. The more you do it, mashallah, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just brightens up your whole body, like every part of your body will glow on the day of judgment. So making wudu, even though it takes some of your time, refreshes you. You get cleaned, you get purified, but you also get a lot of reward, and it is one of the signs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ummah on the day of judgment. So making wudu is awesome. So check off if you've made wudu, how many times, whatever you would like to write, but as long as you fill that area. The third thing is salah. So some of us can pray five times a day and it's super easy because we're so used to it. But this month is really special for you because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for you to do all sorts of ibadah, right? From prayer to fasting to reading Quran. And so even if you're not able to at the moment pray five times a day, this month is so special that you will be able to pray more than you usually pray, right? If it's only once or maybe three times, now we want you to make an effort to pray five times a day. And if it's more than five times a day, because many of us try to make extra prayers done, or we make nafl prayers, or we do sunnah prayers, you can add those too, but make an effort to pray more than you usually do. The third one, and the most important one, is reading Quran. So we know that you're not in the Maktab program during Ramadan, but we don't want you to lose your connection with the Quran, especially in the month of Ramadan, because Ramadan is the month of Quran. And even your normal person, you know, even your mom and your dad and people around you will focus more on the Quran in the month of Ramadan than any other month, because they know that the reward for reading Quran, connecting yourself to the Quran, understanding what the Quran means, learning its tafsir, implementing what it's taught us, is more beneficial. You get so much more reward. We don't even know how many rewards, right? We can get millions of rewards for something that we usually would only get one reward or 10 reward, 10 hasanats, right? So please don't lose your connection with the Quran in the month of Ramadan because of the special reward that you get. But also, we don't want you to come back and have lost all that you've read. We don't want to have to review everything with you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it really easy for us to recite Quran, to pray, to do all sorts of special things that He wants us to do in the month of Ramadan. So please take the effort and the time. A really good time to read Quran is after Fajr, right? And before Maghrib, these are really special times that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see us reading his blessed book. Even 5 minutes, you can get so many pages done. So if you're in the Quran, and you usually during the Maktab project, a Maktab class, you read half an hour or an hour, we want you to make an effort and read twice as much, right? And even though your teachers are not in front of you to help you and correct you, your parents are home. So you could read to them. You could read in front of them and ask them, Mom, can I please read to you every day after Dhuhr or after Asr? Please, I want you to correct me. And this goes same for anyone who is on the Qaida as well. You can read the page that you're on and you can review from the beginning so that you will be really strong and you will be ready to go on to the next page or following page when you return, inshallah. The third thing is to make a lot of dua for yourself, for your parents, for the Muslim community, for your teachers, for your friends, for all the Muslims that are in hardship and difficulty around the world. Make a lot of dua for all these people, but don't forget yourself, right? So after every prayer, make sure you spend at least the same amount of time, 5 to 10 minutes, and just think about what you're going to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. You can get a head start now and sit down and write a list of all the things that you want from Allah. Every single thing. Don't be shy. Don't think it's too much, right? But focus on things that are really important, right? Health is important. Well-being, you know, having your family, being happy. Those are not something tangible that you could hold on to, but it's something that you really need. So sit down. Take a clean sheet of paper and start with what's the first thing I would like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me, and just go on. And you could have hundreds of things. It doesn't matter. And then when you're ready to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something in the form of a dua, right after either prayer or special times during the day like tahajjud, which is before fajr time, you don't have to think, what do I need? You take out your list and you just read through it, inshallah. Okay? And remember when we were in the masjid on one of the Fridays and Khala Kulthum reminded us and taught us how to make the most special dua when you are in sujood, which means that you are in sajda, your head is on the ground with your hand, and that is the most special time. So focus on trying to do that once a day or once a week as well. Okay? The next thing is good deeds. So some of us might be too young to pray, to fast, right? And our parents don't want us to fast because they want us to make sure we have the nutrition and from the food that we need during the day. So they will only allow us to do a half a day, which is fine. But what we can do in order to get the same amount of reward as if we were fasting is that we can feed or help prepare food for the people in the household, in our household, that are fasting. So even if you offer a date to someone who is fasting when they open their fast, even if you make sandwiches or bring them some water or some tea when they're about to open their fast, it will be as if you fasted as well. You will get the reward of fasting that day. So good deeds in the form of helping prepare meals, cleaning up anything that your mom needs while you're home and you're not going to your maktab class. This is really important to do in the month of Ramadan as well. And the third thing is, the last thing is sadaqah. Now, sadaqah doesn't have to be money. It can be. If you have, you can help anyone in the form of whoever is in need. And you can give that to your mom or your dad, and they can give it to an organization that needs it, but it doesn't have to be money. It could just be doing good deeds. It could be helping people around you. It could be the simplest thing as smiling, forgiving people, right? Giving someone a hug. All these things are also charity. So this is just, sorry to make it so long, but I wanted to really focus on explaining every detail so that you know how to fill the form, the chart, And make sure that at the end of the day, your mom or your dad initializes and sees your effort, that you have completed it. And at the end of 30 days, make sure that your parents also sign on the bottom. And please return it and bring it in first day after we come back from Ramadan, because we would like to award children who are making such an effort to fill this chart and making such an effort to do more each day, because this is the most special month, and we're hoping that you will be excited about doing this. And hopefully if you make something a habit for 30 days after the month of Ramadan, one of these 6-7 acts that are so pleasing to Allah will be so easy for you to do even when it's not Ramadan. So please fill it out, bring it back in. Hope you all have a beautiful Ramadan, a blessed Ramadan filled with happiness and joy and delicious food. So I'll see you all back when you return. All right, assalamu alaikum. Thank you for joining me, Maliha Teaches, for our Muslim Health Talk. We're on Instagram, YouTube, Pinterest, and so much more. All of our links can be found on Linktree Muslim Health Talk. Assalamu alaikum.